It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. If it's Friday, if it's October, must be a United Way Friday here on Central Iowa Today as the Marshalltown Area United Way continues to work its way towards its $800,000 capital campaign goal. 25% or more of the way there with a little help from Power of the Purse last night. But we use our Fridays during their capital campaign to visit with the agencies that are supported in part by your donations to the Marshalltown Area United Way. And joining us today, representatives of two of those agencies, Linda Van Holten from Central Iowa RSVP and Jeff Vance from CIRCE. Good to see you both again. It's like a once-a-year gathering here, isn't it?
It's great to be here.
It is great to be here.
It is good to have you both here. So, Linda, let me start with you. How are things going with Central Iowa RSVP these days?
Things are going great. We're kind of getting back into the swing of things. Things are picking up. It was really an interesting year to try to figure out how to keep our volunteers engaged and allow them to be out there doing things and staying safe. But we're kind of getting back into the swing of things, and it's great.
For those who may not be quite as familiar with Central Iowa RSVP, what kind of services do you offer? Who do you target?
Well, that's actually a great question, Ken. And first of all, thanks for having me on here today. I appreciate that.
Always a pleasure.
Our volunteers are actually adults that are 55 years of age and older, and they work with nonprofit, medical, and government agencies here in Marshall County. Our project is actually in four counties, but here in Marshall County, we have a lot of different agencies that we work with. And a few of those, you know, we've got a lot of needs out there. One of those in particular is Northeast Iowa Area Agency on Aging. We partner with them. They are a fellow United Way agency, and they are particularly in need of meal delivery, people doing meal delivery right now. And I just did that myself, and it's actually pretty enjoyable to get out there.
Yeah, you came scurrying into here going, I made it on time because I had a sub.
I did. Yeah, and it's really the people that receive those meals they're trying to be independent in their own homes, and that helps them to stay in their own homes and not have to go somewhere else. So it's a really great service.
Has the need for volunteers, I don't want to say lessened or increased, but it's kind of shifted because of the pandemic over the last year, because you probably weren't able to do some of the things you did before the pandemic, but still there's some of those needs out there.
Right. There were still a lot of needs. They did shift. Needs shifted a lot. And a lot of the volunteers, you know, because our volunteers are 55 and older, some of our volunteers are 80 years old. So people were a little afraid to have them come in. They didn't want to harm them. You know, they didn't want to endanger them. So things did shift. Plus, a lot of places that utilized volunteers couldn't do that for a while. And that was difficult for our agencies as well, because they still needed to get things done. And they had to count on, you know, staff who didn't have time to do that. So staff got a little overwhelmed. So we're glad to be back in the swing of things, helping people out.
Well, and you mentioned, you know, meal delivery in association with other agencies. What is the service that you really need volunteers for? You mentioned meal delivery. What else do you really need volunteers to help assist others with?
Well, you know, it's actually kind of interesting, because some of the things that we really need, food insecurity is such a big thing right now. And emergency food box is also one of our volunteer stations. So we can always use volunteers to go in and help, you know, restocking the pantries and doing things like that, helping with customers, helping them with clerical work, getting that food out to people who really need it. Salvation Army is one of our stations. So they've got, you know, again, food deliveries, passing out food to people that come in, doing a lot of other programs with their after school programs as well, and House of Compassion is also in need. So we've just got a lot of agencies out there that have very similar needs. And then there's other things that our volunteers can do. You know, they can do things from home. We've got some things that they can do from home. We do newsletters for different agencies and things like that. So if people want to be doing something to help out but can't get out of their home or don't feel comfortable right now, they can still give me a call.
All righty. We'll let you sit back for a moment.
Excellent.
And we will put Jeff on the microphone and see what kind of trouble I can get into with Jeff Vance from CIRCE. What's been going on lately with CIRCE, Jeff?
Oh, Ken, things are going, you know, overall things are going pretty well. You know, we are constantly kind of adjusting on the fly with the pandemic, and there was a period of time where we closed our day programs and really had to curtail activities and movement kind of throughout the community, because we serve a lot of people and have a lot of staff involved. And so, yeah, we've made a lot of adjustments, but staff have done a commendable job of keeping the folks we serve engaged and involved, and I can't thank them enough for really being creative with stuff.
So those, again, who may not be as familiar with Searcy, what does Searcy do? How does it help folks in the community?
Yeah, well, we work with individuals that have intellectual disabilities, and so we provide an opportunity for adults to live an independent life, just like their non-disabled peers. So they would live in a home, a house, with maybe three other men or three other women, and then they would hire Searcy to come into this home and provide 24-hour supports, 365 days a year. And then we're it's not custodial care. We're teaching and training and supporting. And then a lot of folks then are able at some point to move into their own home or apartment with just our hourly service from a Searcy caseworker, just a certain number of hours per month, depending upon what's needed. And that obviously is great for them, and it's great for us as taxpayers, because that's a much less expensive service. And then we have the day programs for adults who aren't able to work, but they still have a reason to come get up every day and get motivated. And there's some skill building there and some social recreational things, that sort of thing. Then we have respite care as well, which gives mom and dad, typically mom and dad, a break from the day-to-day care of their son or daughter.
How has the pandemic over the last year shifted things? Has it, it has made everything difficult for everybody, but in the business you're in, what kind of new landmines did it lay for you?
Yeah, well, the first thing, we have PPE, which is personal protective equipment, but not in the quantities that this pandemic has required. And of course, we needed PPE at the same time everybody else needed PPE. And so we really struggled to get face masks and gloves and disinfectant and all of, and toilet paper.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I seem to remember something about that. I seem to remember they're talking about it being an issue.
Yeah, I know. We would get to the office and somebody would be out and they'd say, Walmart's got toilet paper. So we'd all get in our cars, run out to Walmart and buy as many as they'd allow us to buy, because we have a lot of homes. And so just things like that now we kind of look back and it was kind of funny. But that was a pretty stressful time. And even to this day, we, because we're under the auspices of the Iowa Department of Public Health, we do the screenings before we enter the homes or the offices. Temp taking, mask wearing is still required in those settings. And so it's, if you've ever worn a mask for 8 hours a day, it's just not a lot of fun. Yeah. It's hard enough to wear one just for the half hour that many of us might have to do. But so, yeah, so we continue to, we've spent obviously thousands and thousands of dollars on disinfectant and PPE and on staff bonuses, because we feel it only right that if we have staff going into a home where someone's positive with COVID, that they ought to be compensated accordingly. They're putting themselves in risk as well. And then, obviously, then their families too. So it's been an expensive year and a half. But again, all things considered, I feel that Searcy has really been blessed. We've had a ton of support from the community, and our staff have done literally a tremendous job.
Has staffing become an issue for Searcy?
It has become probably our number one problem. We currently have about 130 or 140 full-time positions. And when I looked yesterday, we had 20 full-time openings. And that is a lot. And so, we've tried a variety of things. In fact, for those of you that are listening, we are offering a $1,200 sign-on bonus full, you know, competitive wages, full benefits, health insurance. We need you. So come on down to the CERCE office. We can hook you up and put you to work at a great job and a great career, really making a difference in the lives of others.
So where does the United Way fit into the equation for CERCE?
Medicaid, we're 100% Medicaid funded. That's where we get our money from. Unfortunately, Medicaid will only pay us for the services and supports that our staff provide. So we have all of these homes that need constant upkeep and repair. And the only way to get money to do that is through renting to the people that live in those homes. Mm-hmm. And it just happens that most of the people that we serve have pretty limited financial resources. And so you've got to keep rents low. And they don't keep up with the mortgage and the insurance and all the other things that go with homeownership. And so United Way, fortunately, has stepped in and allowed us funding to help with some of those repairs and upgrades.
Linda Van Holt, when it comes to Central Iowa RSVP, where does United Way enter into the equation for your agency?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Ours is a little more fun for our volunteers because we recognize our volunteers, and it helps with our volunteer management, and those are the kinds of things that our dollars go to. So a lot different than what Jeff's is, and you know, we're really appreciative of that, and we're actually really so appreciative of all the people of Marshall County that support United Way.
So do you have any issues trying to drum up volunteers? I'm going to guess, even though they're not paid, it's still a staffing issue.
Absolutely.
As it were.
It's always an issue. It's always something that we're, you know, we're always looking for people to do, you know, to do anything that they'd like to do in the community. I always tell people, if there's something specific you want to do, come see me. I can probably find an agency that is in need. So, you know, give me a call, 752-0279. We'll hook you up.
So somebody comes up and says, Linda, how important is the United Way to the services, to make sure the services are available in our community? What would you say?
Oh, my gosh. United Way helps so many people in Marshall County. It's not just Marshall Town. It's not just the outlying communities. They help so many people with so many things, and I don't think this community could do without them.
Jeff, let me ask you the same question. Somebody comes up and says, Why should I support the United Way? What's your response?
Well, I do believe that we are our brother's keeper. And I would echo what Linda said that, you know, Marshallstown has historically been an incredibly giving and supportive and empathetic community. And United Way has been such a huge part of that with the 28 agencies, all nonprofit. And, when you're talking nonprofit, you're talking nonprofit. So there's just not a lot of fat on the hog, so to speak. And so those dollars are absolutely vital in order to complete the work that we do, which is just a lot of great work. It's of great value to our community, and I think it just makes us all better.
And I'll put in my plug here, because I haven't for a couple of Fridays, that, you know, if you're looking for some agency to donate to, you can't decide, go to the United Way, because almost 99% of the funds that are donated here stay in this community. And I think that is a crucial thing for people to know in this day and age, that, you know, if you're putting a donation in, you're helping CERCE and RSVP and all these other agencies.
Yes.
Always great to have you two here. Thank you for your time. Have a great holiday season, and we'll look forward to visiting with you both down the road.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate
Linda
it.
Linda Van Holten from Central Iowa RSVP and Jeff Vance from CERCE, our guests on this United Way Friday here on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.